Youngstown, the Mahoning County Mental Health and Recovery Board expanded its team with the addition of 4 new employees. Valerie Burney joined the staff as Community Engagement and Outreach Coordinator. She will work to build strong relationships within the community to assure people in vulnerable populations are linked to primary care, mental and behavioral health and social and supportive services, a news release states. Lee DeVita joined the staff as a program coordinator where he will focus his efforts on housing and the homeless continuum of care in Mahoning County. From working with contract agencies and local landlords on identifying housing opportunities to collaborating on housing solutions, he will not only help the organization play an active role in meeting the housing needs of those in the community, but will also focus on special projects including the Lost Team, Mobile Crisis and coordinating the Mahoning County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Tracy Morocco joined the staff as an administrative assistant and prevention trainer. She will work with local law enforcement to provide crisis intervention training and assist the organization with its day-to-day activities. Michelle Worth joined the staff as the new clinical specialist. She will assist and advise the organization and contract agencies in methods for development and modification of mental health and substance use disorder treatment programs, serve as a resource to advise agencies and recovery homes regarding the housing of clients and attend client and system issue meetings to advise and assist agencies in planning for services for clients and to plan and provide for system-wide service delivery systems. Fusilo Catering owner providing 1,000 holiday meals to Rescue Mission Youngstown, Mark Fusilo, owner and certified executive chef at Fusilo Catering Inc., is providing 1,000 holiday meals to the Rescue Mission of the Mahoning Valley as a housewarming gift for its new location, 1300 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Thanksgiving was always my favorite holiday growing up. It is family-oriented. Having a meal together, watching football. It's home-felt, Fusilo said in a news release. He said he wants everyone to have that same feeling of a good meal and being around caring people. We are thankful to the Lord for partners like Mark and his generous heart, said John Muckridge III, president and CEO of the Rescue Mission of the Mahoning Valley. Ohio to Work to host hiring event Thursday Austintown, Ohio to Work and its partners will host a hiring event from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday in the lower racing room at Hollywood Gaming at Mahoning Valley Racecourse, 655 N Canfield Niles Road. The event is for job seekers age 18 or older who are interested in open positions with businesses in the manufacturing, healthcare and technology industries. YBI announces new team members to help minority businesses Youngstown. The Youngstown Business Incubator recently announced its new Minority Business Assistance Center team members. The team provides support to the region's minority businesses through one-on-one counseling, coursework and group acceleration programs. Direct and individualized assistance is also provided to each MBAC client based on the entrepreneur's knowledge, background, stage of business development and current goals. The new members are Stephanie Gilchrist, Regional Director, David Hood, Administrative Assistant, Vern Rickberg, Director of Supply Chain Diversity, Tanisha Wheeler, a part-time business counselor and director for Women in Entrepreneurship and Youth Entrepreneurship. Gasoline prices decrease 6 cents in Northeast Ohio Youngstown. The average price for gasoline across Northeast Ohio is 6 cents lower this week at $3.21 per gallon, according to AAA East Central's gas price report. The average price for unleaded self-service gasoline in the Youngstown area is $3.23 per gallon. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.